Okay, well, I've been very lucky in that I've been to shows around Britain and to a number of places in Europe, including here and in Spain. So of course you get conventions of different character. The great thing about all conventions is it's the opportunity for me as an artist, as someone I work at home. So in the morning I get up and I walk down the corridor and I sit down and I work. And that's my journey to work every morning, about 10 paces. And I don't need to see any other human being during the day. I just sit and work away, and my scripts arrive by email, and my messages from my editor arrive by email. And occasionally I talk to my friend the writer on the phone, but not every day. So this is an opportunity. Conventions like this, all the different ones, are an opportunity to come somewhere where you can meet people and understand that actually real people do see your work and read it and enjoy it and form opinions about it and have questions about it. I am, in many ways, I'm actually as delighted to meet someone who's read my work and not liked it but has an interesting opinion as I am to meet someone who really likes it. It gives me a great deal of energy, because each time I come back from a convention, I have in my mind meeting the people who've seen that work and enjoyed it. And for me, that reminds me of before I was an artist, when I read comics and when I would have loved to be a comic artist, I would go to conventions and I would meet comic artists, and that little bit of contact with that world of creation was a wonderful thing for me, and it filled me with energy and it filled me with joy. And now on the opposite side of that, I try and give a little bit of that back. So that is in common with all conventions, the opportunity to meet the people who read comics, to share that love of comics with them. So I think those are the differences. I've also, have to say, been very lucky in that I don't think in all the times I've been coming to conventions I've had any real negative experiences with fans. I think some of the artists who work on more popular superhero books have sometimes had a bit of negative comment from fans, either who feel that they really worship a particular character, but his belt buckle hasn't been drawn just right. Mm. So people can get very worked up about that sort of thing. And I think I'm quite lucky. Nobody cares about my stuff enough to get worked up like that. So I don't suffer from any of that. And certainly, I'm lucky in that my work isn't valuable enough. I mean, there is a well-known phenomenon in America that people will ask for unsigned sketches, and they will pay, $20 for them and sell them for $40 on eBay. That kind of thing. Again, I'm not a big enough name to have to worry about that. So that's all fine. Generally speaking, I really enjoy these events, and I look on it as a chance to give a little something back, because after all, it's the readers who pay for my lifestyle. Every morning when I get up and buy food, it's readers of comics who've provided that money. So it's nice to come back and to be able to meet some of them and to give little talks and to sign books and give sketches and just have a little chat with people and give something back to them. It's very nice.